Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. I remember a time when I was a younger man, when there was a beautiful plug-in that made my computer come to life with brilliant and beautiful animation, and it would invite me into lush and lively games and make even the most simple website go from bland text on boring backgrounds to something that animated and came to life before my very eyes. That's right, this thing was Flash. However, jumping ahead 25 years, as it goes with all good things, the technology moved beyond Flash, and Adobe announced that they were no longer supporting Flash by the end of 2020. It would be so hard to say goodbye to so many great memories. Hamburgers and Whoop Beer, Alien Hominid, Quap, Homestar Runner, all gone now. Flash is done. It's not a thing anymore. And my computer keeps reminding me that Flash is no longer supported and that I should go ahead and just delete Flash from my computer. There's a little pop-up, it gives me a little button I should push that's going to start the purging process, but every time I'm presented with it, I click later, postponing the inevitable, because for some reason I can't let it go. I know it doesn't work anymore, there's nothing there for me, and technologically everything I have is better and beyond what Flash was, but I just start getting squishy feelings about letting this thing go. Spiritually, the Bible tells us that we should let some things go, that we need to draw a really bold line between who we are in Christ and who we were before salvation. Ephesians chapter 4, 21 through 24 says, "When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." See, that old self, it's not just a bad look for us, it's completely obsolete and incompatible with who we are now. When we choose to follow Jesus, we're not just putting on religion or a new routine of prayer and church attendance, we're actually taking off every layer of who we were that was living in futility in a way that fell spectacularly short of the glory of God. We're uninstalling that old nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." So if we're crucified, we don't just consider ourselves better than or beyond the old things, but actually completely dead to those old things. Colossians 3:5 says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature." Anything that was a part of who we were, the things that kept us separated from God or focused on something besides God or mistakenly placing anything above God, it's no longer supported by who we are in Christ. Sometimes we romanticize those things because maybe we had some good memories or it was really great at one time or really easy, but it not only doesn't serve us anymore, it can't. And the same goes for the old habits and attitudes and prejudices and addictions and thoughts and relationships. They're not who we are, and they're not going where we're going. So when the opportunity comes up, don't wait, don't delay, click delete, I promise you. These things don't serve you anymore, they don't help you anymore, and you don't need them anymore. Delete them. Empty the recycle bin. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear any more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.